meditation is a single transcendental act which lifts humanity's eyes above the dirt.
The Breakfast Buffet on 95BFM, brought to you by the Student Radio Network.
I'm crossing live with Rachel Ashby and Zoe of BFM.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey. How are you, Maggie?
Oh, that was funny. We got there.
We got there. Opening the portal into the third dimension of radio. How's it looking in Pōneke this morning?
Oh, it's been beautiful. We've had some really nice stream of days. I mean, our nice is probably different to places like Nelson or the Bay, but it's still pretty good. It's just some light wind, but it's still been, yeah, lovely.
How about you guys?
How's your week been?
It's been, well, we hit 100 days of lockdown yesterday, which
Yay.
Was an exciting milestone for all of us here. So we're just cruising, though. We, you know, the end is in sight. We've got traffic lights rolling through next week. I know people who've got their hair cut, which is great for them and very galling for me, sitting with my little bowl cut at this point. But yeah, we're getting on all right. It's a nice day up here as well. And I'm sure, much like you folks, we've all been very excited about the buzz around the Student Radio Network Awards and the nominees getting announced yesterday.
Really exciting. We're just pumping right here at Active, fluttering around, organising our event. Have you got any nods about what your event's going to be like? Are you allowed to have people from the station actually gathering together, or will it be lots of different live crosses?
I think we're going to have various watch parties probably in people's flats and things. We're going to try and keep it as COVID safe as possible, but we will be in the studio here hanging out, doing some crosses, so we'll definitely be in on the action in a big way, and I'm excited to cross to all the parties around the motu and see what everybody else is getting up to. It's going to be a really fun night.
It will. It'll be really cool. December 11, mark it in your diaries, folks.
Absolutely.
And what is the weekend looking like for you both?
It's looking like probably much the same as the last 100 days worth of weekends, I would say. Not a lot. Catching up with some friends outdoors in a socially distanced way, but it's nice to sort of have, I think, a bit of a deadline on this, eh, Zoe?
Yeah. Also, I think I saw a friend like advertise a gig that they were going to have soon. So it's nice having those things start to pop up again.
It's really surreal for us. We're like, oh yeah, that's a thing we can do.
Yeah.
We can sit down and watch some music. It's exciting. Have you guys got good gigs lined up in Wellington?
Yeah, we do. Sorry.
No, it's good.
It's great.
We love to hear it. Please tell us about it, Maggie.
Yeah, Slow Note, it's going to be kicking off this weekend. It's an all-ages festival, which is so important. You both will remember the foundational all-ages gigs that you went to that kind of got you into this industry, and it's really cool that this is about to be happening because it's been a lot of work. There's poets, there's emerging musicians, there's established musicians as well. It's over three art-packed days, multiple stages, multiple venues, and it's going to be really special for Wellington. The lineup is extensive, and people can definitely go and check that out. I mean, it's difficult to pinpoint exactly who you'd want to see because every one of those artists needs attention right now. They're all so important to our local scene. And I've actually chosen a song for you this morning. It's by ABG, which is a solo project of Josh Finnegan, who is the DJ and an events organiser, I think, an economist by day, who's actually organised this event. He's putting on Slow Note Festival. So I thought I'd give a bit of light to his work. And it's a wonderful, wonderful collection of work that he released. I think it was in April this year, and an album called Watershed. So I hope that you both enjoy the track this morning that I've sent you. I think it's really cool.
Awesome. I have been watching that lineup for Slow Note rollout with a lot of envy, I have to say, but it does look like it will be a really special weekend, and it's always nice to celebrate that music that's happening in the community. So I hope you guys have a really nice time enjoying that. We have given you a track from Fable, who is an artist from South Auckland that we love here at BFM. Stoked to see that his single Karakia, which made its way around around the country is one of the nominated singles of the year for the Student Radio Network Awards. And he has just put out a brand new EP today, and it's called I'll See You in Hawaiki. And it's a really lovely musing on family and grief and love, and also kind of a bit of a middle finger to racism, which has been kind of a concept he's been working with for a wee while. But it's just a really heartful record, and I would say go give it a proper listen this weekend. He's pretty impossible to stick in a genre box, which I think is the best type of music, and he's a really lovely guy as well. We had a chat with him about the project yesterday on the show. So we have given you Mahi Hard, which is a song he said he thought up when he was sitting in traffic on the Great Southern Motorway here in Tāmaki Makaurau coming home from work. So that's the space he was in when he was writing that song, which is it's a surprisingly beautiful song for that being, I guess, the crucible which he was sort of creating from. So I hope you guys enjoy that song as well, Maggie.
Oh, who knew that being stuck in traffic could be a productive time for some?
Exactly. Hey, we'll have a lovely time at Slow Note this weekend, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks on the internet and on the radio at the Student Radio Network Awards.
Can't wait. Thank you, Rachel. Thank you, Zoe. And thank you, BFM. Aroha nui. E hoa mā. Keep going.
Thank you. Big love back at yous. Ka kite. Thank you so much to Maggie and Radio Active down in Pōneki. This is the track that Maggie's picked for us, ABG, A Thought Without Peace. Thank you. That is a good noise.
I liked that.
This is ABG with A Thought Without Peace, a track picked for us this morning by Maggie down at our counterpart in Pōneki Radioactive. This is a track that is put together by the artist who has curated Slow Note Festival, which is happening in the capital this weekend and does look awesome. It's got heaps of great bands playing. So shout outs to anybody in Wellington who's heading along to that. That will be a really, really good time. Thank you to Maggie. It's always a pleasure to hear what they're getting up to.
Togetherness, you know?
The Breakfast Buffet on 95 BFM, brought to you by the Student Radio Network.